It's time to live the easy life. You deserve it. Hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are going to focus on the third pillar of coherence, which is the other that manifests as community. This is an offered intention, but of course, if there is something else that you are working on or would like to bring into today's session, I absolutely encourage you to do so. To get us started, I am going to light some Palo Santo just to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if you are able to do so, if it is safe to do so. And begin to deepen your breath. As you deepen your breath, come in to this present moment. How does the breath feel in your body today? And how does your body feel in general? If there is anything that feels a little achy or stiff, send the breath there. Give it a little extra love. And if anything comes up, just notice and allow. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And keep inhaling, really fill up those lungs and take up space. And exhale. And tune in to the collective, to everyone that is joining us here across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You may slowly allow your breathing to return to a comfortable rhythm. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Okay, I am going to start shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, tune back in to our theme of the other that manifests as community and any intention that you may have set or anything that you may have brought into today's session. How are your relationships going? Of course, I always mean this in the broad sense of relationship to family, friends, romantic partners, relationship to your community, to just people around you, right? Parasocial relationships, all of these things kind of fall under this broad category. How are they going? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling comforted in those? We had two pop out. Oh, how interesting. Okay. Today, our first card is the Fool. The very first card in the tarot, in the Major Arcana, card zero. And we have a beautiful sun up in the corner, kind of like how you would draw a sun if you were a kid. and this young man dressed in fun colors and patterns dancing and walking right up to the edge of a ledge. Bars. There is a little pup down next to his feet, and what I've always thought looked like a bindle? Is that what those are called? The like bandana around the stick that you carry in cartoons? A bindle in one hand and a white flower in the other hand. This is new beginnings. This is, again, as yesterday, fresh air, fresh starts, but also a reminder to not keep your eyes closed and walk straight off the cliff, like the fool is about to do. The fool is this really beautiful balance between innocence and naivety in a way that allows for fun and joy and a childlike sense that is, you don't know responsibility, you don't know hardship, you don't know pain yet. You can laugh wholeheartedly without any of that. It really is like the kind of joy that you feel when you see a baby laughing, of just this pure sense of freedom to be oneself. But there is this darker undertone of you're starting out on this journey. It's the first card. There is wisdom that needs to come into play as we make wise choices. So this is an encouragement to step into this joy and this levity, but not to leave behind the knowledge that we have learned, the lessons that we have gleaned from our past experiences, that those actually make the joy of the fool richer, because we can try to still experience this open-heartedness, even though we have been through it. We've been through stuff, right? Our next card is the Seven of Wands in reverse and upright, and we see a young man working in a field with six of the wands kind of poking up through the ground and one in his hand, and it almost looks like he's using it as a rake or something to kind of push into the ground. Maybe he's plunged these other wands into the ground. And upright, this normally is a call for hard work, of the work ahead. In reverse and in conjunction with the fool, there is this letting go, this surrender to the path that has been laid, that you laid for yourself, that you worked hard to lay. It is okay to embrace a certain sense of innocence, of ease with which you want to go through this next phase. This is a call to allow for that ease. If you are finding things to be easy, don't doubt it. Don't question it. If you find yourself questioning the ease, I'll do this a lot, where something that has been really hard for me or a lesson that I've been trying to learn, all of a sudden will just be easy. And I'll kind of doubt it. I'm like, why is it so easy? The other shoe's gonna drop. Something's coming. It can't be easy just because it's easy. But it can. Maybe it is. And the suspicion is almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? Where if you presume that there is going to be work involved or that something else is going to happen that's going to make it hard, even having those thoughts is making the experience of this harder for yourself. You are introducing that work back into the picture. It's okay to just have the joy of this. And when we think about this with relationships, it is a message of don't try so hard with that either. Whether it is kind of in conjunction with our message yesterday of being able to inspire others with the way that you have been inspired, don't try so hard to kind of push the point, right? Just by being and living as you are inspiring other people. Also, within one-to-one relationships, have fun with it. Yes, disagreements, arguments, trauma that you want to work through, all of these things come up. All of these things need to be processed through, right? And I'm thinking, like, whether that's a conversation with your parents or a sibling or something that could be related to that, like, inner childhood kind of work that could be happening, or potentially a romantic partner or a friend when someone hurts your feelings and it's like, oh, I know I need to talk about this, but it's going to be really hard. Don't let the anticipation of that be doing all the work for you, right? Or bring more work than is necessary. It's almost like when there's something that's been sitting on your to-do list for like a month and you've really worked it up in your head and you're like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. And you do it and it takes 10 minutes and it was actually pretty easy. It's kind of like that, where the month you've spent anticipating and working yourself up over this thing has been way harder than the actual thing itself. And I think that that can be true in relationships too, that thinking about having a hard conversation or thinking about telling someone something can be way more trouble in our heads than actually just being in the moment and going for it. Even with hard conversations, there is always levity to be found, right? We're taking the wisdom in, and that's why we know we may need hard conversations, but this is a time to focus on the lightness of it, the joy. And sometimes owning our feelings can be done in a gentle way, in a joking way, and not always in a, we need to sit down and have an hour-long conversation way. And let me be clear, I'm very much saying this to myself as well. This is something I really do, I have been working on. I was going to say struggle with, but I've been also working on flipping my language from kind of saying something is a truth about myself and instead owning it as a growth edge, as something that I am working through, not as though it is just innately true about me. Yeah. Info about me, I guess. Okay. To move into our mantra today, inspired by the Fool, the Seven of Wands in reverse, our intention of other that manifests as community, as well as anything else that you may have brought into today's session. Our mantra is going to be, I live life with ease. Even difficult things, we can bring an attunement to ease to it. That was a weird way to say that, but hopefully you understand what I mean. Okay, I am going to invite you to take another deep breath with me, and on the exhale, we will repeat the mantra of I live life with ease. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra, I live life with ease. For practice today, as you go throughout your day, whatever kind of work it is that you do, whether that is, you know, a classic job, or you work from home, or you may be a stay-at-home parent, or, you know, any sort of tasks, work that you need to do today, I want you to reframe the way you're thinking about it and experiment with how this feels. Instead of thinking about getting things done as quickly as possible, think about getting them done with ease. And in not as easy as possible in the sense that, you know, you should cut corners, but with an eye towards enjoying the process, right? As we create things, as we do things, the process of that creation is where the joy should exist, not in the external validation, not in the, I'm finished, I get to check the box, right? And so experiment with how that feels as you go throughout your day. This is another thing I've been really trying to integrate with things that aren't my favorite thing to do, like going through my inbox and trying to get it to zero. I will find myself sitting down at my computer and like, okay, select all and scroll through and throw it in the trash bin and blah, 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 blah. And it's like your brain just feels kind of overloaded. And instead saying, okay, I need to go through my inbox. We know how to do this. We've done it before. We can do it pretty easily, actually. And we'll clear it out, put these things in trash. And it's like my heart rate doesn't pick up as much and I can breathe while I'm doing it. I don't feel as stressed. My body feels more relaxed. And it actually doesn't get done that much slower than the rushing method. And I don't make as many mistakes. So that's just something that I have been experimenting with that I think could be interesting for you as well. This is not to say undermine any sort of difficult things that you may have to do today. Of course, there are things in life that are just not going to be easy, but play around with attuning to ease throughout work, whatever work looks like to you in your life. And then comment down below how that went for you, how that felt as you experimented with this. Did you feel a different sensation in your body? Did you notice anything happen with your breath, with the amount of mistakes you made, with, you know, any sort of thing that arises during that experience? I would love to hear how that went. Thank you all very, very much for being here with me today for our daily ritual. And as always, I will see you right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are watching or listening, please like, subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star rating, a review, and share this with someone that you think would enjoy it or could really use this reminder today. All of these things are the best way to support the Cohere Collective and our Daily Ritual, and I so appreciate it. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music. And as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.